Yeah, back in the day, we didn't have anything like 30, you know, 30 and out, things like that. I just found out recently, when I started with Verizon, technically in 99, because I was training in 99 while still working for Honda, they now have a 20 and out. So the people that get hired in now, you're only going to be with Verizon for about maybe 20 years, and they don't take anybody with anybody less than a two-year, at least a minimum two-year associate's degree, which I have at the time. But, you know, you come out of college, 4 years of college, and you get a nice management position with Verizon. I know now for a fact that 20 years they buy you out. So those things have changed. But, I mean, when I got out of high school, I went right into Farmer Jack's, and because my dad got me into the union, and you know, it was four-year apprenticeship program, but I passed it in 2 years with a little help from some family members who taught me the side tricks of, you know, meat processing, so on and so forth. But the only hang-up I had with Farmer Jack's is, like I said, when I retired and I started looking at getting my packages together, and you were working with two different unions, and I went through an ugly meat cutter strike back in 85. I think it was winter of 85, and that was really, really bad, and I think that's what pretty much led to the merger between the two unions, because right after we had our strike, the UFCW strike, and or whatever it was called, the grocery union. Maybe it was UFCW, I don't remember. But that's what merged the two. We had ours at first, and almost like a year after I left after that. I left in the summer of 85 after the strike, and then a year later I think the UFCW people went on their strike, and then both unions merged into one, from what I recall. But that was 85, 86, 87 era, and the memory's starting to fade.